This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show. We've let Bobby step aside and now bring in Mike Dettillier back at the Silver Slipper Casino. And with the remaining time that we have left, and Mike, I'm assuming that you've have some social media out there with you in the Silver Slipper.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if you can break Twitter, but Twitter's been close to being broken with the news that Brian Kelly is going to be the next LSU coach and will probably be named tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's what's being reported. And Brian was a guy that he's been 44-6 the last 50 games at Notre Dame. 44-6. And he was a fallback candidate. I think the big fish got away yesterday. And I think all along it was Jimbo that, you know, Scott wanted but couldn't. You know, Jimbo wasn't leaving A&M. So Brian Kelly's had a lot of success in the regular season at Notre Dame. Now, again, to match up athlete-wise, once you get into that Final Four, was a different – he found out real quick.
Right.
You know, the athletes like at Alabama – or Clemson, Ohio State were better than what he had. And, Mike, it's so unusual that it was rare that you would see a big-time college coach leave one school to go to another. We've seen it in a little bit more than 24 hours. Looks like two of them. Lincoln to leave Oklahoma to go to USC and Brian to leave Notre Dame to
right.
come to LSU.
Right, and now you got
– that's rare. You're in rarefied air to do that.
And now you got Oklahoma and Notre Dame open.
So, yeah, and that and some of the same names that were brought up, so to speak, for LSU's job will be brought up for Notre Dame and Oklahoma. It'll be interesting. Everybody's got an opinion. We talked about it. Barry Switzer came out and said, hey, y'all got to hire Mike Leach, you know, because,
right.
you know, Mike was sort of the father of, you know, kind of his version of the spread offense. And at Notre Dame, I would think – the guy they would target would be Luke Fickell, the head coach at Cincinnati. Guess what? He beat him.
Do you? I guess the question would be, because Coach O is so good in living rooms across Louisiana.
Oh, yeah,
and that's,
he sure was.
And you talk about a contrasting change from Coach O to Brian Kelly in your living room, because that's what's – whether you're going to win or lose is going to be how well you do in Louisiana living rooms.
I agree, and I now want to see what staff he can. I think he'll keep a couple guys from this staff. It would make a lot of sense. Corey Raymond being one of them, Coach Davis along the offensive line being another. But what type of staff can he kind of piece around what he's going to keep from Coach O's staff? Because you got to have some familiarity with the Louisiana prospects. But I think for a lot of kids that I've talked to over the last 2 weeks, their deal is I just want to know who it is because every day it's somebody different. I'm being told is this guy, is that guy. Now that you've got – let me not say it because it's not absolutely 100% yet, but it has certainly worked down that road that Brian Kelly – and this is coming from signals in South Bend and also in Baton Rouge and nationally. When Ross Dellinger reports it, you can bank it.
Yeah.
Ross does a fantastic job. And Ross wouldn't tell us earlier in the show. He said, I'm still working on some stuff. And that's what he was working on, getting that confirmation. But Brian is a totally different personality from Coach O. Totally, totally different.
Well, find me somebody who isn't.
But he, you know, in a room, one thing with Ed, you know, he's pretty good working it. Brian Kelly has had some real interesting press conferences and meeting up with some of the alumni at Notre Dame. Now, again, when you 44-6, that other stuff doesn't matter. Because that's in this world of college football, that's a lot of W's. And, yeah. Mike, I told Bob this. I never forget, we working it the night that Nick Saban gets hired, and I'm going to say probably 70% of the calls were anti-Nick Saban to come to LSU. Now, see, you can't get nobody to admit they were against it today because they didn't have that social media part of what it is today. And if they did, they'd have been hitting the delete button after year one. it's funny the reaction and how it's going to be for Kelly. And he was a guy that was the fallback. But, hey, listen, sometimes it works best that way. I've been in 13 searches. Only one time in the 13 have we landed the top guy.
Who was that?
No, I said in 13 coaching searches,
right.
Only one time being part of a committee, we landed the top guy from start to finish.
Yeah, who was that guy?
No, I can't reveal. Oh.
That was a heck of a tease. Yeah, man, I appreciate that.
No, I can't say it.
Yeah.
And I'll be involved with another one real quick. It's going to be 14.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. You know, we're normally talking about the NFC South and Saints, but that was too big to pass on. Thanks to Bobby Hebert.
Thanks to
Mike Dettillier, Dan Dalrymple, the head strength and conditioning coach and Saints executive vice president and general manager Mickey Loomis, as well as Scott Alexander here in the studio with me. We will look for you next week along the New Orleans Saints radio network. Good night, Hoodettes.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.